Don't frown upon me, Malek. It's me, Amar.
Tell Ali that the bridges are repaired and the boats are on the water. The army can pass through the Euphrates.
You're the commander. Why should I give him the report?
I am ashamed. I can't look Ali in the eye because I had to resort to intimidation and threat despite what he told me.
May God protect you. Are you ready, courageous commanders?
Yes, we're waiting for your order, Governor.
Ali fights by relying on his men's swords. You've heard this sentence from me many times before. The conqueror of a war is always prudence. The grievers of the Battle of the Camel from behind. Those seeking revenge for the murdered caliph in front. God's mercy from the sky, and the dragon of the Euphrates from the earth move. Wait! Wear black uniforms. Our black flag should resemble the caliph's bloodstained shirt. I'll join you in Siffin. Go! Did you talk to those men, Farouk?
Yes, Governor. Please don't you worry. We can provide whatever a 100,000-strong army needs for a year.
May God reward you. Don't forget the share of the Yemeni tribes. After defeating Ali, you can go.
Yes, Governor. Let's go.
Well, cousins. We'll keep the palaces of Iraq and Hejaz for you. But only if you drown Ali in the Euphrates. Marwan, where is Obidullah ibn Omar?
He's preaching in the mosque.
Let him do it. Omar's name can still solve many problems. Amir, give a flag to the Caliph's son.
The black cloak that the Prophet has given to his father Omar. It's a valuable flag. I wish this man didn't have the blood of Hormozan on his hands. Abu Yazid, in this war, don't count on the power of your army or on any of my tricks. You have to pray. All you have to do is to pray that there are lots of idiots in Ali's army. Amen.
Oh, Governor, we finally reached Siffin. Look, there is a pond ahead of us over there. This is the only pond all across the Euphrates region.
Marwan.
Yes?
Tell the soldiers to camp right here. Come with us, Amir.
It's a safe battlefield.
What do you think, Amir?
I don't have the knowledge of war. When it comes to war and to the sword, I only listen to what the commanders say.
But do you have the knowledge of swimming? Let's go swimming!
Have you come here to fight or to hold a party?
Fighting is also a party, and its beverage is blood. Come on, Amir. I'll cool you down and your brain will work better. Ashtar is afraid of your prudence, not my sword.
Arabs, they are used to bathing in the sun. And I'm an Arab.
Why don't you admit that you can't swim? Come on, let's practice swimming. You might need it on the banks of the Nile.
I might have to practice something I might need in hell.
We'll block the waterway. We'll start entertaining Ali right from here.
They've camped in Safin.
The only access to the Euphrates bank is controlled by the army of the Levant. We've arrived late, Malek. We can't give enough water to an army by using buckets. We have to take it over by any means we can.
We'll have to take it over.
We won't start the war, Ash'as.
They will block the waterways, Malek.
Read it, Ash'as. Read it for everyone. It's an order. This is Ali's order. Jondab, Shoraib, come with me.
In the name of Allah the Compassionate, the Merciful, Malek is your commander. Follow his orders because he isn't negligent and won't make any mistakes. When he has to move fast, he wouldn't slow down. And when it's necessary to slow down, he wouldn't move fast.
What should we do, Malek?
Ziyad, why have you come to Levant from Iraq? We will stay here until Ali arrives.
The armies of the Levant and Kufa camped in Safin.
Peace, was that Ashtar? What's that trickster doing in Safin?
The son of Ash is challenging the rival sheik.
Are they going to fight with swords in Safin or with tricks, huh?
I don't know.
It's not a mystery, Ashtar. Even Arabs in the desert have heard about that disgraceful letter of Hayes. He wants to renew allegiance in order to fail us in Siffin, like he did in Egypt. Tell Ali that the people of Kufar have come for jihad.
Ali forgave him. He's innocent. Did you see that you made false accusations against him?
But we only cry when we pray, Gase.
If I were tricked by a bigger son, I could have come here with an army from Egypt.
Don't be upset, Hayes. The hell that was created by that camel was due to the ignorance of the people who disarmed you.
I'm worried, Ibn Abbas. The sons of Arab navigators have come to Siffin with invisible swords. Those people weren't in battle to resort to tricks.
Commander, block the flow of water to the Kufis!
So why don't we start fighting?
Greetings.
Hello.
Greetings to you.
Greetings to you.
Walid! Walid! Look up there.
Are you having a good time, cousins? What are you doing?
The nuisance is here again. I'm sure that he's thinking about fighting with Ashtar.
Hey, guys. Do you want to see a show of force, huh?
Marwan, I'll be grateful to you if you don't leave us face to face with that Nakai monster. I know what kind of disaster Malik is.
Oh, King of Dreams, maybe you're scared because of Ali's sermons on the Battle of the Camel,
sermons
huh?
Sermons have never been easy on the ear. I've never been interested in listening to them. Briefly talk about his sermon, I might really get scared.
He said if we force him to fight, he'll create a battle in which the Battle of the Camel will be like a practice session for children.
Did Ali say that?
That's what he said.
So you have to believe it?
If it really happens, then you can only see the Palace of Kufa and that seductive girl in your dreams. By the way, what was her name?
She's famous.
Famous for what?
Famous for hunting the hearts. The pearls in the sea. The chandeliers of the sky. The most beautiful bride in the universe. Goddamn.
He's going crazy.
Oh, goddamn.
Amir, what are you going to do? Are you against the ambush?
Without the commander's permission?
Which commander?
Are we here?
I'm one of the claimants. The innocent caliph who was murdered was my father-in-law, not Muawiyah's. We'll ambush Ali's camp tonight.
Come on in, Abba Yazid. Come on in.
What are you doing, Amir?
I'm fighting, brother. I'm fighting.
Who are you fighting with?
A man called Ashas Kendi, who moved to Yemen and Hazramud, and then to Amman during the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq in the hope of becoming a king. He became the governor of Azerbaijan when the innocent caliph was in power, but Ali deposed him. Later on, he pledged allegiance to Ali, and now he's one of the warriors of Ali's army.
With the money from which caliph's coffers are you going to seduce him, Amir?
The coffers up here. Don't worry. Don't worry. I've written to him that as soon as Ali gets the chance, he will deal with the assets you've looted from Azerbaijan. So you have to stay in Ali's army and work for us. Kendi, everybody has heard how generous Muawiyah is. You have to consider Ali's justice as a real danger. Uh-huh.
Amir.
I'm listening.
I can't get rid of my nightmares. Do you know of any decent way to pass the time?
No. But in such circumstances, peasants sleep without a worry. Scholars read books without a worry. Governors look for something stronger than death. To which group do you belong, brother?
All of them. All of them, brother.
So get up and go out and count the stars.
If governors don't keep their heads down, they will lose their heads.
So, you can look outside through the hole in your tent.
I wish we could read blasphemous literature.
You can hold the Kendi flag, and I'll hold the Rabia flag.
But Ali has designated you as the commander of both the Kendi and the Rabia tribes.
What can I do, Ashas? When you're here, I'm ashamed to be the flag bearer of the Kendi tribe.
I'm sure that Ali has a good reason for that. Don't hesitate, Magduj. Congratulations on being a commander. Join the Kendi flag to the Rabia flag, and ride your horse. I am one of your soldiers like any other Kendi people, my brother.
Magduj! Magduj, beat the drums of war. Ashash, put the Kendis in line. Ah!
Wake up! Wake up!
Oh, warriors of Kendi! Attack!
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 We have to withdraw!
Hey, cousins, do you have some good news?
With the anxiety I can see, I expect to hear the news of Malek Alashtar's death.
He's gained control over the Siphon Pond.
Well, who started the fight?
We started the attack.
And in the end, Malek was the winner, right?
Were you the commander of the pond's guards, or Abba al-Adar?
I proposed the attack. Abba al-Adar approved of it. We thought Malek's men were sleeping. We launched the attack after midnight. But in the blink of an eye, Malek made an army stand in front of us. The Kendi and Rabia tribes were the vanguards of the army.
Did you hear that, Amir? Ashas Kendi.
Leave Ashas to me.
What did Abba al-Adar do?
It was a fierce attack. He gave up the pond and withdrew.
And now Ali has the upper hand in the battle. That waterway was a strategic point in Stefan. In no time we'll be short of water in our army. Once you were the Caliph's deputy, weren't you? Do you want me to face the same fate that the innocent Caliph did? Let me say something honestly. Even a child wouldn't have created this mess.
We're ready to risk our lives, cousin. If we didn't win the battle, it was because our rival was very powerful. If people are supposed to be blamed for their mistakes, all of us should be blamed.
Wait! This army has a commander, you idiot. When you're standing in front of me, get on your knees and bow your head. Who do you think you're talking to? If Ali blocks the waterway, what should we do with a thirsty army?
Give me an army and I'll get back that strategic point.
I don't want to offend you, gentlemen. But if you are wise enough, you wouldn't have lost that strategic point. Leave this job to me, Abba Yazid.
What are you going to do, Amir?
You'll see. And you don't have to worry about the water blockade. I don't think Ali will block the waterway. In Ali's doctrine, it isn't something humane.
It was Sasae,
Maybe he has brought another friendly message for us.
Without a doubt, Ali won't block the waterway.
We have come here to kill those people, Makduj. If we keep them thirsty, they'll die sooner.
This is Ali's doctrine, Ashas. He fights furiously like a real man.
Like a man? They had blocked the waterway to us. If I were the commander of the army, I would have blocked the waterway.
You never stop opposing, Ashas.
I didn't say anything wrong. Ali treats our enemies so gently. If we continue like this, then the Siphon battle will take a very long time.
Ashas, are the rumors about the letter from Nabika's son true?
What letter?
There are rumors that Amr ibn As sent a letter to you.
Okay then, let us suppose that he has sent a letter. I am aware of the tricks of Nabiga's son.
Didn't you see what they did to Gase? I'm worried they might disgrace you, Ashas. Especially since Ali didn't appoint you as the commander of the Kendi and Rabia tribes. Go renew your allegiance right away.
Fill up your water skin, Sa'asaye.
Why should I fill it, Malek?
Because Nabiga's son is thirsty.
So soon?
The soldiers who are in front of us haven't come here for the love of sacrificing their lives. Anyone who has a water skin full of water will have a big advantage in the days to come. I'm sure that right now they're buying water with the dinars in the army of the Levant.
The waterway is open.
Abba Yazid. What has he written?
The same old sermons. That we shouldn't forget what happened to the companions of the camel, and we should be committed to our allegiance. And we shouldn't let the blood of Muslims go in vain. Read it for yourself. If we want to act according to sermons, the Battle of Siphon will last 4 years.
What's your answer, Abba Yazid?
Ali hasn't opened a new window of opportunity, Sa'asaye. If he's worried that the blood of Muslims might be shed in vain, why doesn't he let me hold the governorship of the Levant?
Ali thinks justice is more important than policy.
I don't care. Then we'll give him the same response. Ali should hand over the caliphate to the council and the murderers of the innocent caliph to us. Go. Go, go, go. Go, 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 go! Ah.
Sa'asaye, go.
Amir, aren't you thirsty?
I am, but not for the water in that water skin. I'm still hopeful about some people like Ashas Kendi. What I want to drink is the water from the Siffin Pond. Tonight, we'll change the course of the Euphrates.
What did you just say?
Nothing. Nothing. I'll attack Malak with a number of drummers and a piece of animal skin. If we win, so much the better. And if I lose, we'll only lose a piece of animal skin.
Makduj.
Yes?
Read it. Read this letter. From a benevolent Muslim to the Muslims who are on the riverbank. Move your soldiers away from the waterway. The army of the Levant has hired experienced well diggers to change the course of the Euphrates. The huge army of the Levant has laid down their swords and picked up pickaxes, and a big flood of water will soon attack you, and you will all drown. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at Amr ibn As's stupidity. Do you believe it, Ashas? Huh? Nabika's son has come up with this trick to test the intelligence of the army of Kufa. Don't believe this trick. What are you doing?
Shh. Be quiet.
Have you gone crazy?
Makduj, can't you hear the sound of the well diggers' pickaxes? Put your ear close to the ground. They want to change the course of the Euphrates.
What do you mean?
It means that the Euphrates has so far been flowing in this direction, and from now on it will flow in that direction.
Thank you.
It seems like an army is pounding.
What is all this noise about?
They want to change the course of the Euphrates. And here's the proof.
I'll send someone to check it out.
Get up!
You haven't realized yet that you're faced with the army of Trix.
Get up!
These are the illusions of Nabiga's son.
Is the sound coming from the ground also an illusion?
Whoever has written this letter has planned for making the sound as well.
If you can't hear the sound of thousands of pickaxes, then you're deaf.
The sea. The sea. The Euphrates will swallow
us. Take the army away from the waterway, Malek.
Don't go! Don't go!
Will you guarantee their safety?
I knew that you'd blow a strike at some point, Ash-As. So there was a reason behind your repeated allegiances. Amir ibn As knows that his rivals are stupid people like Ash-As.
Everybody is distraught. They're running away in droves.
Go tell the warriors in your army to get ready for the war. Go and tell them. Go.
Don't go! Don't run away! Don't go! Don't go! Don't run away! Don't run away! Don't go! Don't go! Don't go! Don't go! You cowards! You cowards! This is the sound of the trick by Nabiga's son.
Can you hear that, Nakai? You want our children to become orphans?
Malek! Malek! Malek!
Malek, the army of the Levant is attacking.
Tell the remaining soldiers to withdraw. Mm-hmm.